Coaches Insight programs here continuing tonight on KARE 93.7. I'm Brandon Tamma. We're talking more Hill Mounts Academy hoops with the girls basketball coach and Luke Knoll, brought to you by Amberwell Health and Taco John's. Coach, a lot to dive into this week with the final few games of the regular season, but let's go back to last Friday. Monster game inside the league at home against Horton, a very good team, of course. You guys were able to pull it out. A little more low scoring this time around, 39-33. Take us back to it. Obviously a big key win for you guys. Keep that winning streak alive.
Yeah, it was. I mean, they're a solid team. Like you said, they got girls that can shoot it. They can play inside a little bit. They can guard. They got a couple girls that are pretty fast. I mean, they're pretty balanced and had a good season. And obviously the first time we played them back in mid-January, went to double overtime and we battled through a lot there. But I thought Friday, I mean, we guarded really well. I mean, we played solid defense. I think third quarter, we didn't give up a field goal. It was just a few free throws. I mean, we played solid defense, and offensively, well, I mean, we were going okay. It was definitely our worst night, not definitely our best night, but offense was okay, but we were guarding really well, and that's kind of what pushed us through, I think, on Friday, because like I said, they have a lot of different ways they can score and been having such a good year, and the fact that we guarded like we did, it was nice, and it was nice to finally have a, you know, we haven't had many home games now. We've got a few home games down the stretch a little bit, but we've been on the road a lot over the month of February and into January, so it was fun to have a Friday night home game again, too.
Yeah, and of course, the weather again this week playing an issue. Talk about kind of navigating this and games being moved around and just trying to finish these last couple games of the regular season. It's obviously becoming a little bit of an issue.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody has a good solution to that. It's been kind of a wild week. I mean, we actually didn't even get to practice Monday. Our Tuesday game got moved. We had plans for a Wednesday game, Thursday game, and then Friday game. So, I mean, it's a wild end of the regular season, and, you know, when sub-state standings come out, you never know how that's going to shake things up with teams that got games in and didn't. So we'll just do what we can and take what we can get. And it is nice, though, going into the week after that, we'll have a few days of practice before that first sub-state game for us, which would be on Friday. So looking forward to that week a little bit and a little bit more normal. But, yeah, we just control what we can control here, and I think we'll be ready. Our girls have had a good month of February, obviously, so I think we'll be ready to play whatever we get the chance to play again.
Yeah, again, the last two games supposed to be at home with Jackson Heights and then McLouth. We have talked about them throughout the course of the year. Final thing real quick before I get you out of here, and we always appreciate it. I just kind of wanted to get your thoughts. I'm sure at least at some point in time, you know, whether it's been a few days this week or even last week or at whatever point, I mean, I'm sure you're probably peeking at the sub-state standings and kind of seeing where things are at right now. There are obviously very good teams, you know, in this Valley Heights Class 2A sub-state. Of course, you guys are kind of in the mix for that top seed potentially. Kind of depends on how this week goes. But you look at, I think, seven teams in this sub-state right now with double-digit wins. How do you kind of, you know, break this one down? And obviously, once we get to that point, it's always going to be, you know, a tough out no matter who you play.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I've been looking at it. We haven't really talked about it as a team a whole lot. I mean, they know the importance of those games, and I know there's a lot of opinions on it, but I personally like the new way sub-states are in 2A and the fact that it's a group of 16 and you get the chance to play some different teams, and a lot comes down to the end of the regular season. I think I like this format a lot. So it is kind of fun, though. And I mean, looking at all the alternatives or the chances that you have to play, but yeah, I'm excited to see what happens, and we'll just take whatever we can get, control what we can control in those games. But it should be fun, and the fact that, you know, you get to host maybe the first two games is a big deal. So I'm looking forward to that if we get the opportunity to do that. So I like this format. I think it makes it fun, and you get a chance to maybe travel a little bit more and see some different teams, and I'm looking forward to that week.
Yeah, we'll see what happens and what breaks down, but still got to navigate a couple games here this week potentially to close out the regular season. But again, the weather has been certainly an issue, so we will wait and see kind of how that goes. That is Luke Knoll, more Hill Mounts Academy girls basketball coach. Again, a big win on Friday against Horton to keep their winning streak alive, playing some good ball right now, but trying to get these final couple games knocked out with Jackson Heights and McLouth, so we'll see how the rest of the week goes before Substate gets moving on into next week. Coach, again, thanks a bunch. One more time next week, and then we'll wrap these things up. But we appreciate your time. We'll talk to you then.
Thanks so much.